KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 24. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Some good news this morning, and all the winter weather advisories and warnings for the bulk of the KJAN listing area have been canceled. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. or until canceled for Union and Ringgold counties. We're up to 1 inch of new snow is still possible, and a winter storm warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. or unless canceled for Dallas and Madison counties, where moderate snow continued and will be diminishing over the next several hours. Still plan on slippery road conditions. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce your visibility. And most roadways in the KJAN listing area are completely covered with snow this morning. That includes Highway 6, Highway 25, 44, 59, 71, Highway 83, Highway 92, and Highway 148. Visibilities are reduced to snow and blowing snow as well. Bridges may be icy. There is a tow ban in effect for Pottawatomie County, meaning if your vehicle's in the ditch there, it'll be quite a while before they can get that out of for you. Interstate 80 west of the Olive Street exit north of Atlantic was partially covered with snow and blowing snow all the way to the I-29 corridor, including Interstate 680 in Pottawatomie County. We have several schools that have late starts this morning or have canceled classes for today. They started out late in some cases and decided to cancel. Two-hour late starts this morning for Atlantic, ACGC, AHSTW, and Audubon schools. Also, no professional development for Atlantic. Classes will dismiss at 3:15. Adair Casey, offices open at 10 a.m. and classes begin at 10:20. Also, no early dismissal for professional development in Audubon. Bedford, Cam, and Creston have canceled classes for today. Denison is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. East Mills and Glenwood have canceled classes for today. Exira EHK will be a two-hour late start. Essex, Fremont Mills, and Griswold have canceled classes for today. IKM Manning has a two-hour late start with no morning activities, and they will not dismiss at 2:30 for professional development at normal dismissal time today at IKM Manning, but again, a two-hour late start there. Lenox and Nottoway Valley are 2 hours, or rather have canceled classes for today. Orient Maxburg is 2 hours late. Panorama is 90 minutes late. No school today in Red Oak. Riverside and Schleswig will be running 2 hours late. No school today at Southwest Valley or Stanton. Trainer is 1 hour late. Tri-Center and Underwood will be starting classes 2 hours late today. West Central Valley is canceled for today. There are no morning preschool classes at Jack and Jill Preschool at the Y here in Atlantic. Atlantic Head Start will be 2 hours late in conjunction with the high school and school district, and Southwestern Community College has a two-hour late start. Offices open there at 9:30. Classes at Southwestern begin at 9:40. That's the latest list of cancellations and late starts. You can find that same list under our homepage at kjan.com. Look for the cancellations tab under Community Hub. Police in Council Bluffs say a man robbed a woman at gunpoint Tuesday afternoon and then took her car. Authorities say a 23-year-old Des Moines woman had parked her car near 35 North 1st Street in Council Bluffs and entered an apartment building. When she entered the unsecured common hallway, a man grabbed her and displayed a handgun, demanding her money and keys. The woman wisely complied, and the suspect fled in her gray 2013 Hyundai Sonata four-door with Iowa license plates GOK912. The incident happened around 2:15 p.m. The vehicle was last seen passing through the intersection of 8th and Broadway in Council Bluffs, traveling westbound. The suspect was described as being a black male, about 6 feet 1 inches tall and thin build. He was wearing a multicolored flu mask. The suspect did display a handgun, so he should be considered armed and dangerous. If you happen to spot the vehicle and or the subject, do not approach him and contact 911 with any information on the whereabouts of the subject or vehicle. Two people who worked for a Sioux City hotel have been accused of scamming using guests' credit cards. Woodbury County court records say 35-year-old Sandra LaMoudre and 19-year-old Ethan Ehlers have been charged with theft and other crimes. The records show that Ehlers had pleaded not guilty. His trial is set to begin March the 5th. Court documents say that from May 14th through September 8th of last year, LaMoudre and Ehlers fraudulently overcharged guests' credit cards at the Howard Johnson Hotel in downtown Sioux City. They then forced refunds and split the money. The documents say the total was more than $32,700. A trial has been scheduled for an Iowa religious activist who's accused of burning four LGBTQ children's books he checked out of a local library. Sioux County District Court records show that 62-year-old Paul Dorr has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor criminal mischief. His non-jury trial is set to begin March 26th. Dorr released a nearly 30-minute video on Facebook Live in which he denounced the Orange City Library for having the LGBTQ books and threw them into a burning barrel. The video was made October 19th, the first day of the city's Gay Pride Festival. Dorr said he would not pay to replace the books, but hundreds of dollars worth of donations poured into the library in the aftermath of the video. In the funeral announcements, Irene M. Hansen, age 93, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Celebration of life for Irene Hansen will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Diane Cabell, age 76, of West Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Diane Cabell will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Glenna Bone, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Glenna Bone will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Levon Godfrey, age 84, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Levon Godfrey will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Vivian Langfelt, age 98, of Messina, died January 18th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Vivian Langfelt will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Brooks Matthew Woolham, the 9-month-old son of Joe and Haley Wessling Woolham of Anita, died Monday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Brooks Woolham will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Cam High School in Anita. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Norgaard, age 89, of Ankeny, died January 16th in Des Moines. Memorial services for Richard Norgaard will be held Saturday at noon at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Harold Waylert Sr., age 92, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died January 15th. Memorial services for Harold Waylert Sr. will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Rodney Pigg, age 66, of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday. Services for Rodney Pigg will be held in Phoenix with no local services planned. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.